On top of that, as a result of becoming a member of a chamber, you are then provided with a chance to look at various associations and organizations and various festivals, such as the Polish Film Festival, Ekran. I'm very passionate about movies and I love Polish film. I never thought that this opportunity would come up, but as a result of becoming engaged in the chamber, I have to say that it's been nothing but a pleasure working with the Polish community. And at the same time, I oftentimes advise today's youth to not only reach out to the chamber, but to reach out to diplomats. There are a lot of youth who are interested in learning more about diplomacy. And oftentimes, it's one thing to complete a degree, let's say in public service or a degree in diplomacy, but it's another thing to sit down with a diplomat and to have an opportunity to ask questions and to obtain advice from someone who's been doing the profession for years. So for those who are out there, especially the youth who are interested in pursuing a profession, serving the community, for those who want to pursue diplomacy, what is the best advice that you can provide someone who's thinking about it?
I think that the education is very important, but it is not so important what study you graduate. For example, I graduated economy. And most of my friends from the study, they're working in banks, in the audit companies, the big companies. I went to the MFA, and I am here for 20 years. So the first thing, the high education gives you the look on many things, the open the doors. And the second thing is to knowing the languages. In today's world, knowing the languages is very important, and it was easier than when I was finishing the school, because I do not have the opportunity to study abroad, to learn languages abroad. So it was much harder. Now it was much easier, and the young people could learn the languages because the knowledge of the languages open the doors for many opportunities.
That's an interesting point that you brought up, is knowing languages is important in diplomacy, and that's oftentimes the answer that every diplomat provides, is knowing the language, obtaining an education, and also traveling. I know, Eric, you speak fluent Spanish, English, French, and you also speak Italian as well. And you had an opportunity to not only complete a degree in law at the University of Ottawa, but you also completed a master's. So oftentimes what I do is I like to provide the youth with advice about what they should do if they're considering a profession in diplomacy. And I think that knowing multiple languages and at the same time traveling and at the same time being highly educated is relevant. In terms of my background, I have a bachelor's in legal studies and a master's in public service from the University of Waterloo. Following that, I completed Harvard Law School's executive education program in negotiation and leadership. And as a result of completing those degrees, I then decided to complete, I'm currently in the process of completing my law degree through University of London's international program. And I have to say that I am considering a career in diplomacy. I think that there's nothing more rewarding than to serve your community, but at the same time, having a strong background in economics, in law, in languages, in various different disciplines can oftentimes be a huge asset and a benefit to you. So when I get asked by students, well, what should I study or what should I do? I oftentimes tell them, well, listen to the podcast and hear what the consul general has to say, and you'll learn something from every diplomat. And the advice that you provided today is immensely valuable. And I did want to provide you with an opportunity to ask any additional questions you'd like to ask the consul general as well.
Consul, you advised that you work with the government of Canada. Can you elaborate a little bit more about your work and the work you do?
We were mostly connected with the Polish member of parliament, the previous parliament, Władysław Lizan and Ted Opitz. So the several occasions we do things together. The new government, I have meetings with the member of parliament, and we think about doing some projects. I could not say about the specifics now because it was the first meetings, and we do not have very concrete plans. You have also remembered that we are the consulate, we are not the embassy. Regarding the political connection, the visits of the politicians, the government officials, it is done through the embassy. The consulate, we rather do our consulate job, what I say, promote Poland and work with the Polish diaspora. It's not role of the embassy to work with the diaspora, it's a role of consul. So the international relations, it is rather the question to the ambassador and to the embassy. We work with the member of parliaments, it was on the federal level and the provincial level, on the small projects we help each other, they organize something, we help them, we organize something, they help us. This is what we do. So not very specific. So do not expect that the consul general say you that it will be the international that the government visit and will be preparing that. Of course, we have ministers here who are coming to Toronto as well. When are they coming to the Ottawa and have some meetings with the officials here? We help with that, we prepare that, but as I said at the beginning, we are not a political representation of Poland to Canada.
One more question, going back to your answer about the speaking of languages being mm-hmm. important, what languages do you see as being important in the future?
I think not. English is a, of course, yeah, I think now everybody could speak English and everybody speaks English in Poland. It was a big change of that 20 years ago and now. Now every high school student speaks English and on much better level than it was 20 years ago, 20 something years ago when I graduated and the study. I think that Spanish language is a very important, and I think the language is from far east.
And Polish as well, right?
And the Polish, of course. I've not mentioned Polish.
Consul General Mr. Morawski, I sincerely want to thank you for providing us with an opportunity to sit down and to chat with you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and I immensely thank you for providing the youth with an immense amount of valuable information. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for hosting me.